So I'm here with Neil Studenz from the US Embassy in Riga Public Affairs Department. We're standing outside Sparta Skola, which is, Sparta School, right in the middle of Latvia here. Reasonably remote location, and you're dressed in the full chainsaw outfit with the boots and the protective pads and everything. It's not what I usually expect from public affairs guy. So can you just explain what you're doing here today?
Absolutely. Well, it is a little bit odd, but not for me anymore. Basically, for the last 2 years, since the start of the Ukraine crisis and since the American soldiers have arrived to Latvia, they have days off. They also have a volunteer spirit inside them. So we try and organize small groups, larger groups of American soldiers ready and willing to go out to foster homes. Large-scale foster homes like Zvonnik to these special schools or the schools for the handicapped or social care centers for the elderly, and a lot of these places outside of Riga are dependent on woodworking, on wood for heat. Not specifically spotted this time, but they had other needs because they owned the land around them and they needed their woods cleared, and they want to build a children's path so the kids can have a walking path. So this is the beginning of the walking path. The pine trees that we cut out today needed to be felled anyway. I know it in Latvian now. I don't know it in English, but basically the weeding. We were doing weeding of the woods and getting out all the sick trees, all the trees that are blocking the growth of other trees, and that's something that takes a lot of hands. You can't go in there with harvesters and whatnot. So luckily we had the help from the Latvian Agricultural University, the LLU. Two third-year students who really know their woodworking and their forestry. They came out yesterday together with me and my colleague Raimonds from the embassy. And the four of us cut as many trees as we could. And today, 25 soldiers from the 173rd Army and some Marines. Who are now stationed here in Latvia on a rotational basis, some till Christmas, some till March, came to help out with hauling it all out of the woods, yeah, and cleaning it up and making it ready. So we'll be able to use the logs to mark the path sometime in the future. So we're definitely going to come out here with more soldiers later and finish the works.
Good. Well, it's nice to see that U.S. Marine Corps always finishes the job. That's what they say. Yeah. But I mean, what do you get out of it apart from, I guess, some good PR?
We are helping, and we have helped. We've done about 30 of these projects now. We've been in orphanages. We've also done some interior works and some painting and some door replacement and whatnot. But for the most part, I think what we do is we help these, Latvia not being a very wealthy country, all these institutions are on very, very tight budgets. So we know that if we save them money, and as long as we're not taking away work from other people, we're doing something extra and on top, or something they wouldn't have otherwise have been able to do or have done at all. We know they're saving money, and we know that the money is going right back into the children. And some of these are the most, the orphans or the handicapped children are some of the most needy people in Latvia, and they deserve our help. Yeah.
And it's worth mentioning as well that, this is a working day as far as the school's concerned as well. I mean, there's kids all over the place here.
Yes.
There seems to be quite a buzz about you guys arriving.
There is a buzz indeed. And we haven't witnessed it yet, but we decided that today would be more of a half day of work. Yeah. We worked all day yesterday and a half day today, and now the troops are going to head out and interact with the children. I believe there are going to be some sporting events, and they're going to get a tour of the facilities, because Spada School is actually a former manor house in an area, so there's a lot of history here as well. The soldiers were also up at the monument to the fallen soldiers from World War I, the Latvian soldiers.
And it's quite appropriate that's actually
right next to the
trail. So I guess that kind of gives them pause for thought
It gives them pause for thought, and they got their little short history of the Latvian language. Of Latvian World War I history, which of course led to the creation of the Latvian nation. So they also understand what they are defending here while they're here.
Right, and I guess it's a bit of an eye opener as well. I mean, gets them out of the base, it gets them away from urban life as well, just away from Riga, to see some real part of Latvia.
Absolutely. In fact, almost I'd say without a single exception, among the 30 works we've done here, First of all, I've never had an unhappy soldier or some soldier who said, wait, why did you take me to this corner of Latvia and what the hell were you thinking? Every soldier to a T has said, you know, on their 3-month rotations, best day I spent in Latvia, best food I've had, the schools always feed us so well. Chance to meet the local population one-on-one without, you know, not in Riga full of tourists and so forth and so on. So only I've had extremely positive emotions from the American soldiers. Not this time, but usually we also work hand-in-hand with the Latvian military or Zemsarce, because of the operations going on right now. We couldn't get any Zemsarce out here today, but most of the other works, it's also been Latvian and American soldiers doing good together. And I think any day someone does something good is a good day.